Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 21st of March 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And hello to everyone at the Meet the Voice event, making their way to Ross and safe travels. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium frequency and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations: on 1.865 MHz by Graham VK7GS, on 3.670 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, on 7.140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, on 14.130 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, and 28.525 MHz by Dale VK7DG. You can also hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania, VK7RTC in southern Tasmania, and at 8:30 in the northwest of VK7 on VK7RTV and VK7RDR. And we start with a VK Events News, the Meet the Voice 2021. Today is the Meet the Voice events happening at the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the picturesque Macquarie River in the Midlands of VK7. The main event will be happening today, Sunday the 21st of March from 11 a.m. And as in the past, attendees are welcome to make a weekend of it and stay at the caravan park. The barbecues will be fired up for lunch today, and the presentation of the Meet the Voice Sewing Circle trophy will be made around 11 a.m. Many campers on the weekend will be participating in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest, where the focus is on portable operation, and that's 73 from the Sewing Circle net. Contest news, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. And final reminder about the John Moyle Memorial Field Day that operates over this weekend, the 20th and 21st of March 2021. And it runs from UTC 0100, which is 12 noon on Saturday, to 0059 or 11:59 a.m. on the Sunday. The contest is open to all VK, ZL and P2 stations, and there are a number of categories that, and they cover portable stations and home stations with the following options: a 24 or 6 hour, phone, CW, digital or all modes, HF, VHF, UHF or all bands. The contest is divided into 3 hour blocks and stations can be reworked every block. This can work well, for example, if you work a station in the last 15 minutes of a block, you can work them 16 minutes later. This makes it easier to plan your time to maximise the contacts with the smallest amount of time, so worth thinking about for busy operators amongst us. As the points are calculated on distance, it's important that you have your 6-digit Maidenhead grid locator available for exchange. This can be obtained several ways, as there are apps for smartphones or via the web. Why not set aside some time to exchange some numbers with those who will be out and about, even if you stay at home? The John Moyle Field Day is a little different to other field days, as you can operate on HF if that's your interest. Suitable logging software makes the task of keeping track of rework times and point scores. And there are a few options with VKCL, VKDJ and many others. This also makes the job of sending your log an easy task. On VHF, UHF, a good spot to check out will be the usual simplex channels on 6, 2, 70 and 23 centimetres. For those with SSB, try the usual 0.15 on USB. Let's see VK7 in the results sheet this year. Hope to hear you out and about. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And QSL News, the report from Herman VK7HW, the manager of the Wireless Institute of Australia VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And the current list of cards held as at the 19th of March 2021 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman on email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And Reist members, can collect their cards from the Domain club rooms if they let me know to deliver them there. I can drop them off there on the Wednesdays at lunchtime. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And we move to news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group meeting. And please note, change of date for Easter. The next club meeting will be commencing at 2 p.m. on the 10th of April at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston, and afternoon tea will also be held. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, this being a government-suggested COVID thing. We have single-package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, or in the last 14 days have been in contact with anyone that has been overseas or in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. And we move to news from the north. New Northern Repeater. Greg, VK7YAD, advises that VK7RUN Channel 3 is currently active on 431.85 input and 438.85 output in the Launceston CBD. Intended for the support of small factor, low power FM handhelds using shortened antennas, offering unsurpassed penetration into buildings and alleyways, it is within 2 kilometres of the CBD and serves to facilitate message passing between hams out and about during these socially distanced times, but without the social distractions of equipment drawing attention perhaps for the wrong reasons. For the present time, it may also be found on occasion passing Brandmeister Talk Group 91, which is Worldwide English, traffic as FM, not DMR, during testing. However, this is a one-way process. Run 3 does not pass the FM traffic back to the DMR network. It has been operational for some time, however, a faulty power supply caused some early teething problems, which now seems to have been overcome. But put it into your receive scan group, give it a try and see what it offers. Now, VK7RUN-2, which is 438.825 MHz out, continues, as it has for many months now, to broadcast Brandmeister DMR traffic, Talk Group 91, time slot 2, colour code 1, but at a low level for continued site testing. VK7RUN is actually a set of 3 different repeaters, RUN3 and RUN2, are active presently in different ways. RUN1 is under test presently, but there may be a shuffle of services between them as time progresses. Reception reports, questions or comments to vk7run@yahoo.com. And that's 73 from Greg, VK7YAD. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact our on 0417 354 410. And there's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. This week we open with an update from Nick in relation to the Testnet and Technet sessions held last Wednesday night, the 17th of March, so over to you, Nick. The Testnet on 3580 at 7 p.m. There were 3 stations on the Testnet. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, was testing his 3rd prototype homebrew 80-meter AM transmitter. Rick, VK7HBR, called in for comments on Peter, VK7ZPE's radio settings. Peter, VK7KPC, called in using 5 watts of CW and later with 2 to 3 watts of AM. Conditions were very good. The test net as VK7TAZ followed from 7:30 p.m. local time on 3.567 MHz with 10 stations for the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, NTARC. VK7KJL Kevin called in, knowing Russell, currently in SWR, was listening in. VK7ZPD Phil bought a SDR dongle and is surprised with its ability in noise reduction. VK7HBR Rick tells us how he's assisting Peter VK7ZPE with improving audio settings on the ICOM 7300 and SDR. VK7ALB Peter is building a chassis metal bender. VK3MKE Keith was using his FT101E and mentioned a metal bender built by Drew Diamond, VK3XU. VK7DW Andrew called in to remind us he will be running the NTARC Club call sign this weekend for the John Moore Field Day, operating on all bands from 23cm UHF, VHF and HF. VK7NRT Shane was operating portable from the same QTH as Rick VK7HBR, and VK7BunnyRabbits Bernie called in giving detailed reports, and VK7HAM/P Rodney called in to say good day. And just as the net closed, Chris VK5LTD or London Taxi Driver called in for a report on his new old rig that he was working on. Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey as net controller seemed to have fixed the frequency jumping problem in his IC721A by replacing his new frequency synthesis board with the old one. Now to find where that heat-sensitive dry joint is. Thanks to Paul VK7KPA for hosting the Discord, assisted with Phil VK7ZPD with 9 stations logged in. Online topics and photos included Nick's 80-metre 2.5-watt AM rig, Phil's waterfall display from his SDR dongle, links to the WIA ACMA proposal and forum, and a photo from Phil VK7ZPD of Chris VK5LTD standing in front of a London taxi. Fair enough, ha-ha. Thank you to all who joined in the net and those who were listening on HF, Discord and SDRs from around the world via the internet, wherever you may be. This is Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, aka Double Scotch, ha-ha, on behalf of the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, now signing clear. Future events, the Tech Night, Wednesday the 24th of March at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening will be appreciated. The Discord online session that normally accompanies the TechNec 80-metre event will also be live to allow members who cannot be present in person to continue their participation via that medium. Now, the testnet and TechNet session will be Wednesday the 31st of March, and there will be again a testnet hosted by Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey at 1900 hours or 7 p.m. on 3.580 MHz for any stations wishing to test their homebrew transmitters, repaired equipment, new acquisitions, etc. And Nick is available to accommodate SSB, AM and CW transmissions and is always happy to hear from any stations wishing to utilise the net. Nick VK7WW also hosts the TechNet session, which follows at 19:30 or 7:30 p.m. on 3.567 MHz. An equine endurance event. Saturday, the 3rd of April at Santorina Park, Scottsdale, NTARC has again been asked to provide safety comms at the Lockhart Challenge, and this is an Easter weekend and the ride will be held on the Saturday. NTARC has provided safety comms for this ride for many years and the location is second home to our crew. The event will consist of 4 different rides, a 120-kilometre elevated, a 55-kilometre elevated, a 25-kilometre and 15-kilometre events. The 120-kilometre event elevated will consist of 4 loops. The 55-kilometre elevated will consist of 2 loops, and it appears it will be an early start for the crew with the 120-kilometre elevated starting at 0400 hours, and the 55-kilometre will commence at 0800 hours. The 25-kilometre will follow at 0830, and the 15-kilometre will commence at 1100 hours. NTARC will provide base and 2 checkpoints, and these will be situated at Rex's Race and Rodeo Road, and NTARC will not be monitoring the 25-kilometre ride. For the hungry ones amongst us, the North East Pony Club will be running in the canteen on Friday and Saturday, and due to the early start, NTARC will be setting up base and checkpoints on the Friday afternoon. If anyone can assist with this event, then our safety comms coordinator, Norm, who is VK7KTN, would appreciate hearing from you, and Norm can be contacted via email at safetycomms.ntark@gmail.com or at Friday Coffee Mornings. The April General Meeting, Saturday the 10th of April. Meeting commences at 1400 hours or 2 p.m. Afternoon tea will follow. And Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and currently we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, ntark.emails@gmail.com. And all items to be received no later than 1700 on Friday prior to the broadcast, and your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, and 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And we move to news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and the ACMA licence change proposal. This week, the REIS committee will be sending to all REIS members via email a template submission that members can use to send to the ACMA in response to the consultation. This letter can be updated, adapted, or completed by members' information in response to the consultation and sent to the ACMA by the deadline of the 2nd of April 2021. If you are still undecided, there are many, many YouTube video presentations about this subject, and links are available on the email edition of this broadcast and 73 from the REIS committee. And save the date. The April presentation night on April the 7th, 2021 from 7:30 p.m. will be a fascinating presentation on the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and the work they do, with a focus on the processing from the Radio Astronomy Square Kilometre Array Telescope. This presentation will be given by REIS member Andrew Elwell, who works at the Pawsey Centre. This presentation will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. This is one not to be missed, 73 from the REIS committee. And save another date. Our May presentation night on the 5th of May 2020 at 7:30 p.m. will be a wonderful presentation on lightning, whistlers and other phenomena by none other than Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ. Another one not to be missed, 73 from the REIS committee. Training and assessments. REIS's next foundation training and all license assessment day is next Saturday, the 27th of March 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please grab your copy of the Foundation License Manual from the Caltech Service Station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road, Moona, for $35 cash. And please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REIS Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391607 or email assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the REIS Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REIS YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the REIS Facebook events for further details, and 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And the DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, hosted the DATV Experimenters Nights and started by reminding everyone about that consultation paper and on license changes. Get your submissions into the ACMA and vote in the WIA poll. Next was Rex, VK7MO, who took the audience through a presentation on his experiments with RET, VK3WE, with aircraft scatter using WSJT Q65-15C mode. Thanks, Rex. Richard VK7ZBX then reminded everyone of the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which occurs on this weekend with a focus on portable operation. And Richard will be on Mount Wellington with VHF, UHF and microwave equipment looking to make contacts around the state. Richard and Rex then outlined their attempt at the VK7ZL SSB contact on 10 gigs this Saturday, as the Hepburn and Windy websites all point to potentially good microwave conditions. Justin then introduced the 10 Reist Foundation license training videos now available on the Reist YouTube channel for anyone who would like to see what we get up to on a foundation license and training day. A call then went out to anyone who could shed any light on the stump jump plough that has grown into a large oak tree on Tamar Island near Launceston. Justin showed pictures of the tree that he took a few weeks ago. So anyone out there who has any information, I am all ears. We finished with a review of the latest WIAAR magazine and some reminders of events coming up. This coming Wednesday, we will continue our DATV Experimenters Nights with a John Moyle Memorial Field Day wrap-up and hopefully some news about the 10 gig of VK7ZL contact. There will also be much more with antennas, satellites, magazine reviews, projects, and much, much more. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain clubrooms. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe clubrooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter Night signal. Look out for VK7 OTC and we stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 TW. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. The SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meets Monday and Friday 10:30 to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee sessions, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston, 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night session Wednesday the 24th of March, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC TechNet sessions Wednesday the 31st of March. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 2000 hours local is the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Groups on VK7 RMD 146625 141.3 Hz tone. Northwest Tasmania Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC or 830 local is the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DXNet, the 144.120 MHz upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. The Reist Wags or the Wednesday Afternoon Group meets in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms or on DVB-T RF and YouTube streaming. And of course the Sewing Circle Net. Daily link commences at 1800 hours. On 3.640 MHz. And events. VK7 on the 21st of March, Meet the Voice 2021 at the Ross Caravan Park. Main event starts at 11 a.m. BYO Barbecue. VK 20 and 21st of March is the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Reist the 7th of April, Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and SKA presentation by Andrew Elwell from 7:30 p.m. NTARC the 10th of April, General Meeting from 2 p.m. NWTR and TVG, 10th of April, club meeting from 2 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. And Reist the 5th of May, lightning, whistlers and other phenomena with Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ, from 7:30 p.m. And a reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7ZIR, Repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. On 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DG, 10 metres, VK7VKT, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. In the northwest, it can be heard at 8:30 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTV and RDR. Digital ATV on 445.5 MHz in the Ulverston area and via the BATC VK7AX video stream. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it is 73 from Justin VK7, Tangled Whiskers.